Hello, welcome. I'm Sharon Schmielers, hosting this week John Mincheski, reading a poem recently published in Shadowcraft Quarterly on picking up a whiff of gas from the utility room. John's equally fluent writing the master poem and poems springing from the quotidian. Let's listen to him read.
It was like the distant harps of angels, a filtrate of furnace and towels I'd used to wipe up the dog's manifest destiny. It was a flag, a minor rearrangement of molecules. How many days until I noticed the tube of titanium white had been tampered with, and on the windowsill, a mouse in the trap, dead long enough for bacteria to break down whatever was in its gut, gnawed cucumber, cauliflower leaf. I thought of the crushed spine, lungs, the tiny smashed heart. One year, mice ate the tips off crayons I used in my classes. This year, it's lava soap, the grease cutter. I have few expectations. I love the beauty of the journey, like fishing. The light did its October hocus-pocus until the sudden crush and mouse darkness came too suddenly for the slow work of despair. I should be grateful there is no cure for curiosity, the twitching nose and whiskers. I should be glad it fell through the hole I prepared in the long night. I did not check to see if a female hiding a new hoard in its body. There was no return address before I dropped it in the dead letter bin. I thought of the odor they inject into natural gas, the crater and splinters that could have been us, and I thought of the planned sacrifice, the screen-loaded clamshell of a trap, the tiny check mark in the big book of life. First published in Shadowcraft magazine.